Room 224 at T.C. Howe High School doesn't look like much now. Four whitewashed cinder block walls, a projector, a podium.
Good. Come on in, gentlemen. Glad you can make it.
Freshman English teacher Kevin Sandorf taught in this room. It's pretty Spartan now, but it wasn't always that way. Sandorf poured thousands of his own dollars into the room, went to school auctions, bought flat screen monitors and a sound system. He's got the pictures to prove it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, listen
but
up.
Mr. Sandorf is moving to a different Indianapolis public school in the fall. He's bringing the equipment with him. About a week before school let out, Sandorf decided to clean out his room. He says it's all a little surreal.
Man, not having surround sound and all the bells and whistles, I feel kind of naked.
Room 224 is one of the few signs big changes are coming to T.C. Howe. A state takeover, an almost total turnover in staff, a mass exodus of students. The bells and whistles may be gone, but even in the final days, Kevin Sandorf kept doing his job, and his students say he did it well.
He's just the best teacher here. He's just flat out the best English teacher I've had.
Senior William Heisey didn't pass the state's required high school English test. When he found out he needed to turn in a writing portfolio to graduate, it was Mr. Sandorf that Heisey turned to.
I told him straight up, I need his help with a portfolio. He got me all the paperwork, got me everything I need, and said, here you go. And he helped me along the way.
I need a conclusion?
No. Transition word.
I am challenged with a reluctant reader and a reluctant writer.
Students like Heisey are par for the course here. Barely 2 in 5 T.C. Howe students passed state English tests last year. State education officials say it's been this way for years at the takeover schools, and a fix can no longer wait. But Sandorf says the rhetoric surrounding the takeover has gotten a bit harsh, like when the head of one of the school turnaround companies compared Indianapolis Public Schools' academic problems to stage 3 cancer.
That's hurtful. You know, for someone to come in and say that when, for me to be quite candid, you probably don't even know where the main office is. Give yourself some time to really be in the trenches before you come back and make some of those comments.
Sandorf says it's easy to focus on the negative at Howe. He says the school had a dedicated staff, good teachers. But getting students to show up was often Howe's biggest problem. The school serves some of the city's poorest neighborhoods. And though Sandorf says IPS administrators do understand those challenges.
The initiatives start out in central office with the pressure of a fire hydrant. And by the time sometimes it hits the classroom, we're down to a garden hose.
Sandorf says he hopes the takeover schools succeed next year. He just hopes next year's Howe won't be compared with this year's Howe. He says it wouldn't be fair. The turnaround companies are getting extra financial support from the state.
The choice of words is called, remember what that word was? Starts with the letter D?
Diction.
In the end, Room 224 isn't just a symbol of state takeover. It was the home of a really good teacher, a home Sandorf himself never thought he'd leave.
Even though we're walking out of here tomorrow at 2:30, that please don't walk out of here with your head held down.
But many of the students who do walk out this year won't look back. IPS officials estimate more than 40% of students at the district's 4 takeover schools will attend other schools next year. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.